Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats are set to enjoy a weekend off. 8 games down, 8 still to go. And they're in a pretty good spot, their familiar spot atop the AFC East. The goal, of course, is not to be there at the midway point, but at the end of the season. Can they get to that point? Let's preview the second half of the season with 5 expectations for the next 2 months.
Some home cooking will suit the Pats well. They don't have to hit the road again until Thanksgiving. A nice change of pace after 5 first-half road trips, including a pair of doozies in October. The farthest possible point west, Seattle, and the farthest possible point east, London. Now the Pats have a bye week followed by consecutive home games against mediocre teams. So a home-heavy second half and less overall travel helps put the Pats in a strong position for a victory-filled finish. The Pats secondary will continue to be what it's been, prone to giving up big plays and not very stingy yardage-wise. But it will also take advantage of poor decisions by opposing QBs and will force crucial turnovers when necessary. The truth is, there should be improvement and growth in the defensive backfield as autumn turns to winter. The Pats have been relying heavily on 3 rookies, Tavon Wilson, Alphonso Dennard, and Nate Ebner. That trio, along with the rest of the young secondary, will have bumps in the road, but fewer and fewer as the season moves along. We've all joked since the offseason about how many tight ends the Pats employ. Will there be a day when they field 11 at once? Well, probably not, but here's expecting that Vasante Shenko makes an impact. He's eligible to come off the designated for return injured reserve list and could join the 53-man roster soon. Sure, the Pats currently have 4 tight ends. They've invested several months in Shenko's rehab, and it appears as though they'll add him to the mix. Perhaps there will be 5 tight ends next week. Depth on the Patriots' offensive line is going to be a factor down the stretch. It already has been to some degree with the on-again, off-again status of Logan Mankins. But Dante Scarnecchia will make the most of what he's got. Twice the Pats have fielded a Donald Thomas, Ryan Wendell, Dan Connolly interior. And against the Jets, Nick McDonald replaced an under-the-weather Connolly. The line has been stellar in both pass protection and run blocking, and the Pats will need even more under-the-radar performances from this crew. Circle one particular game on the second half schedule. Monday Night Football against Houston, December 10th, week 14, and it very well could be the Pats' most important game of the season. The Texans would be the AFC's top seed if the playoffs began today, with the Patriots slotted third. That game could have massive playoff implications, with both squads eyeing a coveted bye week. Settle in for the Pats' game of the year.
Well, the Pats' attention will turn quickly to the Buffalo Bills, their first opponent after the bye week, a nice, normal 1 o'clock home game a week from Sunday. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.